National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien, and our rock star today is Sanjeev Bawa, founder and CEO of Chi Networks. Welcome.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm great.
What does Chi Networks do?
We are a cloud computing company that allows businesses to put their applications and basically their businesses...
All their content.
And their content in the cloud securely.
And I would think that security is the big word, right?
Security is the big word. It's the big buzzword, especially since all the hacks that we've seen recently.
Recently, yeah. I don't think anybody used to think about security two, three years ago. They didn't really, unless they got hacked.
There wasn't that much awareness, but and there weren't that many people on the cloud back then, right? So... there wasn't that much awareness of what is going on. And
did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
Yes, sir. There was definitely a period of time when I was working for someone else.
Right, this isn't work.
It's always work.
I caught you. No, go ahead.
So there was a desire to perhaps strike out on my own. I just had no idea how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well, nobody does. That's the scary part of it, right?
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
What was your first job?
My first job was a company that made remote controls.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this was really the first time that it became apparent that I needed to do my own thing, because it was a company that made remote controls that, you know, if you took and you dropped, the whole thing would shatter. And
now I drop mine in my pool, you know.
Right, it doesn't matter, right? I go to my boss, I say, hey, look, I showed it to him. This is an actual real story. I dropped this remote, and look, it shatters. Look at my Sony remote, I drop it, nothing happens. We got to find a solution for this. He said, yes, the solution is very clear. Don't drop it.
Or get another job.
And then, okay, well, this company is not going to make it.
All right.
And that's exactly what
happened. Well, at least you're smart enough to figure that out. What was the worst job you ever had?
Food service. So there's a couple of food service jobs.
So you weren't a chef?
No, I did not say I would not chef. I am actually a cook, and I would love to chef. But, working at McDonald's is not exactly chefing. It's flipping burgers, so that's was not my idea of cooking.
Yeah, I actually love McDonald's, but I wonder if do you walk out with that French fry smell on you?
Yes, there's a stench. It's not just French fries. It's many different things.
Whatever they put in Big Macs.
And
I still enjoy it every now and then.
Everything else that goes on behind there.
What'd you learn in school?
My first degree was electrical engineering at Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And my second degree is an MBA from University of Chicago.
And did anything in that education tell you to be an entrepreneur?
No, I wish the programs, actually the electrical engineering program, really nothing, but the MBA from University of Chicago has a lot of entrepreneurship associated with it.
Because they don't do that much now. I mean, they don't tell you, there's this thing you can do.
Right.
You go out and raise money, do the work, start a business, and make a lot of money if it works.
Well, my MBA was very, very focused on that.
It was?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. University of Chicago has a great entrepreneurship program. No doubt about it.
It's a great school.
Yes, it's an outstanding school, no doubt about it.
And how many employees do you have?
We are about almost 100 global.
Is that controllable?
Controllable?
I mean, is it manageable?
Yes, it's definitely manageable. Sometimes it feels like it is not. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it feels like we're very short. Sometimes it feels like we're very bloated. So it's but otherwise it is manageable.
How active are you in the company?
Very.
Are you hands-on or
every single day, night and day?
All right.
And I, in fact, give my...
What could go wrong, huh?
Well, this is a real-time business. You gotta, you know, there's no waiting. It's not like accounting where there's, you know, okay, well, I'll deal with it on Monday when I come back from vacation.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a problem in my business, we have to resolve it like yesterday, like 10 minutes from now is a catastrophe.
And that's why you're successful. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of problem solvers and entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. He's Sanjeev Bawa, the founder and CEO of Chi Networks, which is where you put all your, you'll put all your stuff on the cloud, stuff and all your materials on the cloud, and keep it safe. We'll get into that in a little bit. How do you balance work and life?
I have two kids. I have a wife. No, we spend a lot of time. I spend a lot of time with my children, and I spend a lot of time with my wife. During the week, it's a little bit difficult because the kids have too many activities. I barely get to see them at dinner, if that, because sometimes they're running off to neighbors' houses and whatnot. But over the weekends, we definitely get to do stuff.
That's good. Good for you. So you're keeping that in check, right?
Yes. I try very hard to do that. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but other times, you know.
What was the first big hurdle in starting Chi Networks?
Oh, you know, entrepreneurship is a series of hurdles, in fact.
One of the biggest ones.
The biggest one is always paying the bills for the first 3 years, right? It's... You know, you've got minimal revenue coming in. You've got a very limited number of customers. It's you're the chief cook, the bottle washer, the everything, right? So those are the most trying times.
By the way, when did you realize that it all came down to you?
Well, I mean, it's apparent from day one because you're employee number one, and you have to deal with everything.
All right.
So until you get employee number two in place, and then employee number three, and even then it's you're stretched because you don't necessarily have all the procedures in place that you should. You don't have all the equipment in place that you probably should. Right. So
How much equipment? I'm just curious.
Well, we're in the data center business, so we have mountains of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got servers, we've got stacks of servers, we've got racks full of servers all over the place globally. Mm-hmm. So we're a very equipment and a capital intensive business.
And what does your promise of security add to the hardware?
The promise of security is that...
It probably adds to the software more, but does it take another server? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it takes servers, it takes software, it takes procedure, it takes people, and it takes design. So, you know, we tell our customers we design for security.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the hacks that you see out there, when you go down to it and you look at the weeds and what the problem was, you realize, gosh, the design was at fault here.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't designed.
So they started out on a bad foot.
They started out on a bad foot, and you really can't, you know, fix that as a, you know, when you have that as a problem. If you're building on quicksand, the building is going to sink no matter what you do. So our promise to our customers is that we design for security. We make it very, very difficult for somebody to penetrate. And then we set it up so that even if somebody does, we would detect it relatively quickly and we can recover from it very, very quickly.
Who's your favorite entrepreneur?
I would say a founder of Tesla, Elon Musk.
Mm. His name comes up a lot in here. Because he's bold, and he does things that other people wouldn't even attempt, right?
Yeah, and he's changed three different industries.
Mm-hmm.
It's
cars,
hard to change
aerospace,
one.
Yeah,
and credit cards, right?
Yeah. And do you have a mentor?
I look to various people to mentor me. My parents, starting out with my parents.
Good for you.
I always look for advice from wherever I can find it, and including my employees. I don't have any qualms about taking advice and looking to absolutely everybody out there for feedback. I look to my customers.
We need that. Like I say, shoulder to cry on, but you need that extra voice, right? That's not in your head.
Absolutely. It's a point of view, because there's a lot of things I don't see. Mm-hmm. Until a customer says, well, Sanjeev, have you been looking at this? Well, no, I haven't.
Right.
So there is...
Shouldn't you be telling them, have you seen this?
I do that
yeah,
a lot.
I'm sure you do. So how do people find you? There's a website... Chi Networks, C-H-I, networks.com. What's on the website?
You know, what I tell everybody is that we're great at doing what we do. We're terrible at marketing.
Right.
So there is a website out there. There's a lot of content on it.
So it's more word of mouth.
It's a lot of word of mouth, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what size companies do you service?
Our largest customer is about $1 billion, mm-hmm. and then it goes down from there.
Right.
So it's a pretty big range.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Back in a minute.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention. Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950. You should now. The club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Sanjeev Bawa is the founder and CEO of Qi Networks. And what they do is they put all your data on the cloud. But more importantly, it's all about security with you, yeah?
Absolutely.
And that's been, security has, certainly in the last 2 months even, it's been a bigger thing, right?
It's been a huge thing, especially with the election and the snafus with the election,
right,
and the Democratic Party especially.
Can you can't guarantee security, I know, but how much of a guarantee can you give people? You can probably guarantee it, but...
Well, in this particular case, they weren't even trying. And this is exactly what I think Mr. Trump or one of his cohorts said. You know, they're using Yahoo. They weren't really even trying,
right,
to keep things secure. Podesta shouldn't have been using such an insecure system. He shouldn't have been filling out
these forms. Well, they've learned their lesson now.
They've learned their lesson now, but...
Too late.
Well, you lost an election, possibly, because
right
of it. And, you know, you're going to suffer the consequences.
Mm-hmm. So what are your... We call them clients or customers?
Customers.
What do they ask when they join up, when they come to Qi Networks?
Well, the number one thing is reliability,
mm-hmm,
and the number two thing is security.
Well, first of all, let's go back to reliability. Has any company been too big? I didn't know that. I'm pretty up on computers. Is there anything that won't fit on the internet? No, right?
There's a lot of applications that we may not want to put in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, because of limitations with the internet, because of speeds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some applications in manufacturing plants that
just
run
won't handle correctly, right?
On premise, right?
And did you invent your own security?
No, we use a lot of products. We stitch them together in different ways that the industry may or may not do. But we provide a unique mix and a blend of how things are done.
Right. Did you raise a lot of money for this?
No. This has all been internally financed.
Right. Well, that's good,
internal,
right?
Growth. Yes.
Have you ever been hacked?
No.
Okay. I knew that wouldn't be a yes. And I kind of apologize for the question, but I gotta...
No, you should ask that question.
Because there would have been a great story behind it.
Right.
Somehow they got through.
They got through.
I would think now, even with, like you said, in the past couple of months, with all the stuff that's been going on, past year, the companies have got to be standing in line to get the kind of security that you say you offer.
Well, they don't necessarily have the budgets, so they may or may not be standing in line. They definitely want it, but do they have the budgets to do it? That's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but what's the alternative?
Inertia is the alternative. Do
yeah
nothing, you know, and hope for the best.
So how do you scale your cost to the customer based on the size of the company or the content of the material, or nuclear codes, that's going to be...
Right. So it's based upon what they have.
Who has nuclear codes? Go ahead.
Well, your president certainly does.
Yeah, your president. Go ahead.
It really is based upon what the need is at the particular business. So we evaluate what data they have and how much security it needs. It's not so much nuclear codes, it's the credit card numbers that are the equivalent of the nuclear codes in the civilian side of the business, because that's what the hackers want.
Is it easy to get someone's credit card? Just out of curiosity. I've been hacked twice.
They're not getting
it. Stupid. I put them on, websites and stuff. So.
Well, yeah, that's where they get it from. Yeah. So we have credit cards that we use internally, and there was a period of time a few years ago where we were getting credit cards that were hacked, like almost immediately after the second time they were used.
Mm-hmm. And where does that come from?
Because the vendors are completely insecure. Mm-hmm. So the websites out there are completely insecure. The smaller vendors particularly, they're not compliant with what they need to be compliant with.
How about ATMs?
ATMs now are fairly secure. There were vulnerabilities that were found in some ATMs, the older ones that were still running Windows XP, that were hacked relatively recently.
40 years old.
Right.
Not really.
Well, 40. Not 40, but...
Old.
But old.
Older. Exactly. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Sanjeev Bawa is our guest, the founder and CEO of Chi Networks. When you first got this idea, did you know it was going to work?
No, you never know when you start something, is it going to work? It's part of it is strategy, part of it is prayer, right? Mm-hmm. You just have no idea and hope. Mm-hmm. So,
how'd you get your first customer?
I think it was a referral by a friend.
Well, how'd they know about you? This was the first customer.
It was a referral by a friend. So it was a friend referred somebody and they signed up.
To try these guys, right?
Try these guys.
What kind of guarantee do you give people that all their content, I can't imagine being hacked, but all their content is safe? Do you sign something or do they sign something as a sort of release?
Yes. I mean, we don't, I can't say that it's going to be completely unhackable, right? Because
we describe
it on the website, all the precautions we're taking and why it's very, very difficult for somebody to get in. And here are the technical things that we do. And how we absolutely do everything we can to prevent something like this.
What's your password?
Good question.
I know General Electric, GE, you have to change your password about every 30 seconds.
So it's interesting that you bring up this point because we're coming out with an ultra-secure email product in which, it's fairly commonly known in the industry as two-factor authentication. What we do is you have a password, of course, but you have a second thing that you got to do, which, you could basically advertise your password.
Right.
It wouldn't matter.
I'm sure I do every day, right?
If you're logging into something like Yahoo, you cannot. Right. But if you're going to be using our email product, which is going to be coming out in about a month or so, your password is something that you use also in addition to a second factor, your smartphone.
Sanjeev, what's next in this industry? You're going to put people's content on the cloud. You're going to keep it safe. What's next? There's got to be something.
Something that's coming, of course, with the cloud is that, people are definitely moving more and more information into the cloud. Mm-hmm. There's going to be more artificial intelligence coming. So there's a lot of the connectivity is going to be used along with the storage in the cloud in a lot more intelligent way, in a more predictive way. The next set of applications will use that artificial intelligence and the ability to store vast amounts of information in the cloud.
How many companies do you have now? How many clients?
It's roughly about 500 to 600.
Okay. So where do you want to be 5 years from now?
Definitely.
Live.
a whole lot larger.
Right.
So, like I said, our biggest problem has been poor marketing, not so much poor product.
Why don't you market?
Well, we are working on it. Look at me, I'm here.
Well, that's a good point. So the chinetworks.com, CHINetworks.com, and they'll keep your stuff, or they'll try to. Secure, right?
Not try.
You will.
We will.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien.
There's the Oscars, the Golden Globes, and the Movies for Grown-Ups Awards. AARP's nod to the best films with a grown-up state of mind.
I'm 50. This is the perfect place to do that.
Denzel Washington took Best Actor for Fences.
When I turned 60, I looked in the mirror. I said, you know, Denzel, this is not the dress rehearsal. This is life.
Best Actress Annette Bening in 20th Century Women.
Now I'm beginning to really understand we can always learn and we can always grow.
And AARP's highest honor, Career Achievement winner Morgan Freeman.
When I tell people that it's from my peers, I'm not talking about actors. I'm talking about grown-ups.
Let's keep making movies that matter.
Movies for Grown-Ups and Hollywood's A-List. One hot ticket.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Right now, joining us in the house is Noah Currier. He's the president and founder of Oscar Mike. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So tell us about your company. I know you do two different things, so yep. Tell us about them.
Well, we are American-made apparel with a mission. So we make apparel here in the U.S., and proceeds benefit injured veterans. We like to send them to adaptive sporting events and keep them on the move, which is what Oscar Mike means. Yes.
Fantastic. And how long have you been doing this?
5 years now.
5 years. What led to this? Because I always love to know the background of an entrepreneur. Like, did you always know you wanted to be an entrepreneur? Was this something that came out of an inspiration of something that happened? Break it down for us.
Well, when I was in Iraq back in 2003, I kept thinking I wanted to start a live music venue when I got out of the military, and kind of like a restaurant bar with a stage and, you know, something fun to do when I got out. And 3 days after I got out, I ended up getting hurt. A guy fell asleep at the wheel, and I broke my neck in the accident. Wow. Spent a long time in the hospital, and when I got out, my family helped me create that live music venue that I wanted to do, start when I was in Iraq. Yeah. And we used all the little notes that I had scratched down on napkins and things that I saved up over there, and we turned it into this real cool place in the middle of nowhere. It was amazing.
It's awesome.
But it really led me into a lifestyle of things that weren't exactly good for my health. You know, I was around alcohol too much. I was going through some hard times. I'd been with a girl for about 7.5 years who ended up passing away in a car accident. And it kind of destroyed me. And being around booze and that whole nightlife scene wasn't a good thing for me for the long run.
Yeah.
So I got involved in adaptive sports, which are sports that normally have some sort of adaptation for somebody with an injury or a disability to participate in. And it really changed my life. I went skiing in Aspen, Colorado, and then I went to this event called the National Veteran Wheelchair Games. And I started hearing all these guys' stories and how adaptive sports changed their lives. And I would ask everybody at the end of an event, well, I see you at another one, well, I see you at the next one, and everybody had the same response. It was always, if I can afford it. And, you know, a little light bulb went off, and it was like, man, money should not be the barrier of entry to change somebody's life, you know. So we started Oscar Mike in my garage on Veterans Day, 11-11-11.
Wow.
And it was four guys in wheelchairs. We built shelves in my garage. We started stocking stuff in there, a little two-car garage in a small town called Poplar Grove, Illinois. And you know, now we're in Dick's Sporting Goods and doing all sorts of cool stuff.
That's so cool. And you said then the proceeds go back to helping people, which I think is even better. And that's a big trend right now is, you know, attaching for-profit companies to for-cause companies. Yeah. You brought up so many things in your story that I want to touch on. I think one of them is just like the experience of going through the trauma. And adversity is such a relative thing, right? We can always look at somebody who's got it worse.
Right.
But I think you definitely went through some things where, like, you had emotional trauma, you had physical trauma.
Yeah.
What were some of the stories that you were telling yourself when you were dealing with that? And then I want to know what happened that caused you to make a shift. Because some people never do.
Right.
Some people get trapped.
Well, I think, when I was in the hospital, I really wanted to come out of it. I thought I was going to end up walking again. So I was working my butt off in the hospital. You know, it was like rehab was intense for me. And it was like, let's just do everything as good as I can. And then after I got home, the girl I had been with for about 7.5 years ended up passing away. And that is really when my life took a downward spiral. I started drinking way more than I should have. I started contemplating being alive. You know, I went through a lot of negative times, down times.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine kind of just drugged me to an adaptive sporting event eventually, and that's what pulled me out of it. I mean, I was sitting at the top of a mountain in Aspen, Colorado, about to ski for the first time, and I felt like I was looking out at the world. You know, I could see the entire world from that vantage point. And it was a changing moment for me. It was almost like some sort of religious experience, you know, sitting up there on top of that mountain and just thinking, like, you know what, there's still a world of possibility out there. And now that I've seen this, I've gotten the wind in my face, I've felt some adrenaline again, I kind of got a piece back of me that I thought I was missing for so long.
That's amazing that you had somebody who brought you back to an environment that reinvigorated part of you, that kind of gave you hope and a vision of what the future could look like. And I think that's so important, because when we're in our deepest, darkest places, We only need like one person. We only need one little thing to trigger something within us that can make us refocus our attention on a whole new area. And I think that you're the perfect example of that. We've got the president and founder of Oscar Mike, Noah Currier, joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. When you shifted and you did a for-profit and a nonprofit, talk about that, because I think a lot of companies can learn from what you've done. You structured your company in a unique way. Break it down for us, though. What have you done?
Yeah, it all kind of happened by accident. You know, all we wanted to do was start a nonprofit. At the time, it was taking so long to get approved for a 501c3, and we were ready to go, like, right now. You know, we were naive.
Always,
You know, it was just like, hey, today's the day we need to start this.
We realized that a nonprofit takes way longer to get approved.
Yep. So we started a for-profit entity, and we're just like, you know what, let's instead of asking people for a handout, let's give them something of value. And it was like, well, what's that object going to be, or how are we going to market our, you know, we can't ask people to walk around holding signs for our nonprofit. But we can't ask people to get dressed every day because they're already doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into, let's make it in America. You know, we're veterans. It can be done here. It should be done here.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, we're filling up a garage with T-shirts and hooded sweatshirts and hats and, you know, finding all sorts of American manufacturers who are, you know, themselves probably struggling to keep the lights on. And if we can help that, you know, right now we use almost 20 different manufacturers for all the different things that we carry. And the way I look at it, the bigger we grow, maybe we can help touch a million jobs, you know, just even if it's in a small way.
What do you think caused you to expand from going from the garage to what you guys are doing now?
People actually care. You know, I feel like once they learn about it, once they find out about it, it's hard to not feel some sort of attachment to it. You know, all the time when we're wearing the brands that we typically love, you know, it's like, what purpose do they really serve? Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, we put it on to look cool. We like that logo, but it doesn't do anything for us, and it doesn't do anything for the community. It benefits shareholders, maybe, and they're all marketing to get you to wear their stuff, and they do a good job of it, but... you know, I think if people know that there's a story behind it and a mission behind it, and it's you know, it's feeding American jobs, it's feeding Americans, it's putting money back in our tax system, and you know, not doing shady things overseas, and then bringing it back here to just increase margins. You know, our focus is on people and veterans.
That's fantastic. And I think Tom's Shoes was probably one of the first companies, at least that we kind of all noticed. I think everybody's heard of Tom's Shoes, and they all remember that Tom's is the company that was like the first company. It was like, what? If I buy one pair of shoes, another pair of shoes goes to somebody else. And you guys are doing something similar in your own way. And I think it's awesome that you've capitalized on that. What excites you most about the future? What does the future look like for Oscar Mike?
You know, I feel like... being able to help as many people as possible is exciting because every year we get to help more and more people. But then also the amount of apparel that we're selling, we've doubled in size every year since we started.
Always good.
Yeah, and I think that if we can continue that trend, I mean, we really will make a difference. The more market share we can take from people who are just, you know...
In it for the money.
Right, and taking advantage of people and really only trying to maximize shareholders' profits, I feel like we are going to... We're gonna set a new precedence. You know, it's gonna be like, if we can take enough of the market share, other people, the end result is like, guess what?
You can give money back.
Or you're gonna find out, if you're one of those companies, that people actually do care about American made, and what your only option that's gonna be left is to make your products in America. Mm. You know, if it can be made here. I know it's tougher for some companies and organizations, but for something like apparel, I mean, cotton is grown here, right? Mm-hmm. And we ship it overseas. We turn it into fabric. We ship it overseas to be cut and sewn over there. And then we ship it back here just so we can pay lower wages and avoid taxes.
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy to me.
It's ridiculous. I love that you're kind of living by a principle that one of my mentors taught me. Don't get in business just to make a dollar. Make a difference. And you guys are doing that. I want to know how Oscar Mike came about, though. Is that like... friends, or who's Oscar and who's Mike?
Everybody asks me, are you Oscar or are you Mike?
Yeah.
No, when we were in Iraq, we used the term Oscar Mike. It meant on the move. So if you needed somebody to get on the move immediately, it was almost like a command. When you heard Oscar Mike, that means you need to get somewhere fast because somebody probably needs you. Mm. You know, so we're trying to keep injured veterans in America on the move.
That's fantastic. I love that. And do you use this in your marketing?
Yeah.
Do people understand?
Yeah.
People know what Oscar Mike means?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you guys get into the big box stores? I know that you said that was something that you guys have been doing now. That's tough, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
And I know you know that because you've been through the process. But how did you guys go about getting into that?
You just gotta stalk people long enough.
Phone calls.
Yeah, you find the right people. Maybe it's not a buyer. Maybe it's somebody else. You know, but if you can get in people's ears long enough and get a meeting, you know, if I feel like once you have that meeting, it's hard to ignore what we're doing. You know, even as a small company, you know, it is hard to ignore.
Well, there's a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs that are probably very inspired by you right now, and they're still struggling to figure out, when is the right time to cut the cord from my job? When is the right time? How do I need to get started? What should I be doing when I'm going to cut the cord from my only source of income? Maybe it's even paying for the roof over my head and my children to eat. How do I cut the cord from that and get started in business? What do you feel like are some things they need to know?
I don't want to make a bunch of people go broke here and lose everything.
But just authentic advice.
At the same time, I feel like you at some point you have to take the leap. I mean, if it's something that you're committed to, if it's something that you feel passionate about, if it's something that makes you feel like waking up every day and going to tackle that job is going to be better, then you got to take the leap. You know, at some point you'll know when it's time.
Yeah.
You know, if you're waking up every day saying, man, I wish I was doing this thing that I feel really passionate about, but I'm stuck going to this job, you know, at some point you're going to say enough's enough and it's time for me to do this, and I want to make a difference in whatever it is that you're doing.
I love that advice. And I think Jim Carrey said it best, which is something along the lines of, you can fail at something you hate, so you might as well fail at doing something that you love. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey,
brother.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you want to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Career burnouts can affect anybody. Follow these short tips to help you stay focused at work and not flame out by the end of the year. I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Step one, change your work environment. If you can, try working from a different place. If the weather is nice, find a spot outside or spend the day working from a coffee shop or a library. Sometimes a simple change in scenery can be refreshing enough to help you recover from burnout. Step two, get an outside opinion. Sometimes you're too deep in your problems to be able to see a way out. An outside influence, whether it's a trusted friend, counselor, or family member, can be instrumental in helping you fashion a healthy plan to move forward. Step three, don't give up. The thing about battling burnout is that everybody is different. What worked for somebody else might not work for you. But the bottom line is to never give up. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If your IVC filter broke or caused organ damage, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-7907. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
If If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our rock star today is Mark Becker. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Doing well. How you doing, Pat?
CEO of Tangent Agency. Boy, you've had a long journey for such a young guy. Had a lot going on.
Yeah.
Where did you start?
Started at Universal Pictures. So
you started there?
Well, started at Cedar Sinai in Los Angeles. But no, I grew up in L.A., born and raised.
Right.
Went to school out in Wisconsin, just a little colder than LA, although it is raining
great town,
today.
Though.
Oh yeah, Madison's amazing.
Yeah.
Went to Wisconsin, graduated, came back, actually started at Universal as an assistant right out of college. As you know, in the entertainment industry, you kind of have to start off as an assistant. And had a great boss, mentor, friend, Dave O'Connor, who now I think he has something like 75 people reporting into him. When I started, it was a smaller brand group. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really he took me under his wing and I was able to grow at Universal and went from assistant to coordinator, to manager, to director. And during that time, I also got my MBA.
So, how important is it to have a mentor like that?
Incredibly important.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing that I wish I would have done was earlier on had mentors. I would always do informational interviews here and there. But when you're in high school and college, you don't realize the real significance of having someone that's been there before that has the experience.
Right.
So, yeah, and it's incredibly helpful.
I started at the bottom of the pack at NBC and ended up being David Brinkley's assistant.
Yeah.
Just by mistake. So these things happen by mistake. So you listened and you took advice and it worked.
I'd like to think so. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's an important thing that that Dave, as well as other mentors in business.
Did you always think you were going to be an entrepreneur?
You know, it's funny. My dad was an entrepreneur, but also did the corporate thing for a while. My middle brother, Jeremy, who's an idol of mine as well, and a mentor, he's an entrepreneur. And I remember when he went off to college, he went to Babson, which is one of the top entrepreneurial schools in the country. And when he went off to Babson, I remember that was the first time I really heard the term entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously now everyone's an entrepreneur. Everyone's using the
also
term.
Also, everyone leaves college to be an entrepreneur. Not everyone.
Not everyone, but a lot of people have been incredibly successful. You know, I was at an event last week and Ron Meyer spoke. And, you know, it was just completely inspirational to hear his story and to hear what he's been able to accomplish. And
did he tell all his stories?
Not all of them. He's got an incredible career, and I'm someone that I admire greatly, and especially in entertainment. Someone that's been not just had an incredible career and been so successful, but been able to do it with such grace and be so well liked and so nice to people.
He is a cool guy too. Who's your favorite entrepreneur?
My favorite entrepreneur. You know, I'd have to say right now, I think what Mark Zuckerberg's been doing is pretty remarkable. You know, I mean, started off.
He made a huge pivot.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Huge pivot. And he's really shaping the world and changing the world. I mean, there are lots of entrepreneurs that are doing that. But I think what he's doing is pretty amazing. And the way he's like leading the charge on a lot of new innovation and also his commitment to charity. Kind of like what Bill Gates had done and with the Gates Foundation, I think. And it seems like, you know, going back to the mentor thing, it seems like Gates has been a big, great mentor to Zuckerberg. And so I really appreciate his the fact that he's been giving back with all the success.
It goes to show you your work is never done, right?
Yeah.
You got to reinvent. You got to pivot.
Exactly.
That sort of thing. And if one more person sends me a Facebook Live thing, Mark, I'm coming after you.
Zuckerberg, yeah.
Yeah, and he's... if you could get a budding entrepreneur some advice, what would you give?
I'd tell him to be hungry and also be persistent because, you know, when you're dealing with entrepreneurship, we talked about going from the cushy corporate world to the entrepreneurial world. It's hard. It's tough. You know, you really have to hustle and you really have to put yourself out there. And if you don't do that, you know, people aren't just going to come to you. I mean, you can get really, really lucky and something can fall on your lap, but you really have to put yourself out there and be able to kind of to create your own luck and also create your own success.
How many people were took the bite?
With Tangent?
Yeah.
You know,
it sounded bad, but
took the bite. Well, look, I mean, the good news is we've been doing great work for our clients, for our partners. And we don't want to have the traditional, you know, agency studio relationship. Right. We want to really be partners. And so, like I said, we're both thought partners and creative partners. And a lot of our business come from word of mouth because they're really happy with our product. You know, we do mythology and franchise development. We found a great niche within sales materials, which not only studios need, but everyone needs, you know, everyone's going out and pitching and selling their brands. So we can not only create the beautiful visuals, but also come up with all the content for the pitch. And then the mythology of it all is we create these story worlds. So people have been really happy with our product. So in terms of taking the bite, you know, we're working with it's fine. In terms of coming on board, I mean, a lot of companies have been seeing the great work we've been doing. So it's been exciting to kind of grow the business.
So you're happy. That.
Very happy.
Life balance? Can you balance your life?
I can. You know, I've always been the type of person that's go, go, go. People are actually shocked that I don't drink coffee. But, you know.
I'm shocked.
But, you know, in terms of the work-life balance, that's always been very important to me. But at the same time, I understand that, you know, you got to work hard. So I'm a big proponent of work hard, play hard, and being able to manage your time effectively. Working long hours doesn't necessarily mean you're working smart. So that's kind of I always tell my team and my staff, I was like, guys, let's take vacation days. You should take vacation days. You should get time off. And we should be able to kind of, especially when you're dealing with creative people, you want to be able to inspire that creativity and sitting in a cold office all day, although we do have heat, but sitting in an office all day is not going to, you know, is not going to really inspire.
Right.
So you want to be able to do that.
As my dad always said, work works.
It does.
And one time during the MBA, we're in Boston. And our boss said, everybody grab somebody they've never talked to. We had 150 people. And spend the day in Boston with those people.
I love that.
And that was a great idea.
Love that.
You know, you do that. You're the guy who does that.
I love talking to people. I'm never, you know, and going back to the ice cream business, I think that's where I really learned it at a young age that the worst thing that people can say
is... some ice cream?
No, it was like sundae cones, kind of like drumsticks and popsicles, and they were packaged. I couldn't go. Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm hungry for ice cream. Mark, thanks a lot.
That was an absolute pleasure.
Very good job.
Thank you.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
BizTalk Radio.